From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 27, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register-Star that Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek on Tuesday, May the 26th, dismissed four Article 78 appeals related to the rejected plan to build a new Ginsburg food facility on the Ghent-Claverick border. Kowiek found that the Ghent Planning Board contradicted itself when it denied in December the food service distributor's plan to construct a new 295,000-square-foot facility. The refusal to approve the project was determined to be arbitrary and capricious and not based on substantial evidence, according to Ginsburg's attorney, Charles Malcolm. Kowiek ordered the town of Ghent to issue the approval of the special use permit application. John F. Brucey, Ginsburg Vice President of Operations, said, and I quote, "We are pleased with the decision and look forward to working with the town to grow our business," end quote. Brittany Horn is reporting in the Times Union that the State Board of Regents on Tuesday, May the 26th, chose Mary Ellen Eliha as the state's next education commissioner. The Lewiston, Niagara County native will begin her job on July the 6th. She will be the state's first permanent female commissioner. Eliha was one of seven interviewed for the job, but was the only candidate brought to the interview with the full board. She will succeed John King, who left the post in December. Eliha most recently served as superintendent of the Hillsborough County Schools in Tampa, Florida, the nation's eighth largest school district with more than 200,000 enrolled students. She was voted out of her job in March by that school board after 10 years of service and after she was named the 2015 Florida Superintendent of the Year. While at Hillsborough, Elihu helped start the state's teacher evaluation system, tailoring it to fit the district's needs. Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch called Tuesday a crucial day for the state, citing Elihu as a welcome and necessary change to help push education forward. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The Associated Press is reporting that Amtrak said on Tuesday, May the 26th, that it will install video cameras inside locomotive cabs to record the actions of train engineers. The move follows a deadly derailment earlier this month outside of Philadelphia in which investigators are searching for clues to the train engineer's actions before the crash. The train was equipped with a black box data recorder and an outward-facing camera focused on the track ahead. Neither of those devices revealed what was happening inside the cab. The National Transportation Safety Board has been recommending that the Federal Railroad Administration require passengers in freight train cabs to have audio recorders since the late 1990s. They revisited that recommendation 5 years ago to include inward-facing sound and video recorders. Unions representing engineers at Amtrak and other passenger and freight railroads have generally opposed use of the cameras. Cameras will first be installed in 70 new Amtrak locomotives that will power all Northeast regional and long-distance trains between Washington, New York, and Boston, as well as Keystone service between New York, Philadelphia, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Most of those locomotives will be equipped with the cameras before the end of the year and the rest by spring of 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Albany Times Union reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, is accepting public comment through June the 29th on proposals for hunting and trapping of wild turkey, deer, and fisher. Because of the falling turkey populations, the DEC may limit fall turkey season to 2 weeks with a bag limit of one bird of either sex for the season. There will also be proposals to alter deer hunting regulations in western and southeastern New York and to reduce the fisher trapping seasons in northern New York while opening a limited new fisher trapping season in central and western New York. The proposals are on the DEC website at on.ny.gov/1JB27SJ. And in our final story, New York's burn ban expired on May the 21st, and now residents of the town with fewer than 20,000 people can burn small brush on their property less than 6 inches in diameter and 8 feet in length. The National Weather Service currently lists the Hudson Valley as in a moderate drought with only about 25% of normal precipitation in the past month. Kinderhook was hit with a fire on Sunday, with the village of Kinderhook's Department of Public Works garage at 43 Chatham Street largely destroyed on Memorial Day. Village Mayor Carol Weaver told the Columbia paper the village's snowplow, dump truck, all its lawnmowers, and other equipment was destroyed in the blaze. The paper said the improper disposal of a cigarette was the cause. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening. The thunderstorms will form ahead of upper-level disturbances and surface through. The main severe threat with the storms will be a damaging winds of 58 miles an hour or greater. The storm will produce some very heavy rainfall. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. For Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 3 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 5 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 60%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 55. On Friday, sunny with a high near 84. Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a temperature high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:21 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 57 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 27th day of May 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.